We have the incredible Zechus this Shabbos to begin reading Parshas Bereishis. Not only an incredible parsha, but also a restart to the Torah Kedosha, a new machzor, a new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. And we come back to the stories that we are so familiar with. Yet the amazing part of our Torah is that every single year, although the stories remain the same, the personalities remain the same, there are no surprise endings, no surprise beginnings, no plot twists that we never learned before. Yet amazingly enough, we discover new dimensions of understanding in these stories, in our Avos, in our Imos, in Adam and Chava, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately in ourselves, each and every year. The power of our Torah is the ability to see new things in ancient wisdom, the ability to discover new things, not just new details about the stories, not just new mefarshim, but really to discover deeper meaning in these parshios and in these stories that we are so familiar with. It's because we change, and as we change, as we evolve as people, hopefully grow as individuals, our relationship to Torah, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by definition, our relationship to the details contained in the Torah, fundamentally change as well. And I'll share with you an incredible idea, a simple idea by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov writes, he says, why is it that the Torah begins Ba'os Beis? Torah begins with the letter Beis. Remember, again, you would have thought that the Torah ultimately, again, would have begun with the letter Aleph. After all, again, the story of Bereishis is the story of the beginning. Everything starts with Torah. As such, again, I would have thought that the Torah should begin with Aleph as well. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his ultimate wisdom, decided that he wanted to start the Torah with the letter Beis. Why is that? So beautifully, the Baal Shem Tov explains, Lahoros Lanu, to teach us, Miyad b'tchilas darka shel Torah v'avoda. The Baal Shem Tov says, because the letter Beis is not simply a letter, but rather the letter Beis represents a fundamental approach to life. How so? That a person should conduct himself, says the Baal Shem Tov, like a letter Beis. What's unique about the Hebrew letter Beis? Shehi segura mikol tzdadeha v'rak milafaneha psucha. The letter Beis is closed on all of its sides, right? The letter Beis looks like a backwards English letter C. So it's closed on all sides. The top is closed, the bottom is closed, the side is closed. There's only one side that is open. V'rak milafaneha psuchahi. Only the part of the letter in front of it is open, says the Baal Shem Tov. Kach yabit ha'adam tamid rak lefanav v'lo la'achorav. To teach us an incredible idea in life. In life, sometimes you have to stop focusing on the past, and you have to put your efforts and energy into building your future. Lachshov ma'avra lav velo la'achorav. Don't look backwards. Lachshov ma'avra lav ubeman nichshol. You see, sometimes in life there's a yitzhara. Sometimes in life there's a terrible tendency to focus and obsess on the past. Are you supposed to learn from the past? Of course. Are you supposed to go ahead and focus and spend some time thinking about what you've done or what you haven't done, how you've done it or how you haven't done it? Of course. But at a certain point in time, a certain obsession with the past becomes something that is not helpful, but something that undermines my dynamic and creative growth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the Torah with the letter Beis to teach us that sometimes you have to close off what's on top, what's on the bottom, and what's behind, and just focus on what's ahead. Put your energies ultimately in moving yourself forward, in moving your life forward. In fact, we know that a little bit later in this parsha, there's the episode with Cain and Hevel. Cain goes ahead and offers up a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so does Hevel. Hevel offers up a carbon from the best parts of his flock, from the wool. Cain offers up a more inferior carbon. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts Hevel's carbon, doesn't accept Cain's carbon. So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 6, verse 7. Vayomer Hashem al Cain. God says to Cain, Lama charalacha? Why are you upset? V'lama naflu panecha? Why has your face fallen? Why are you so depressed? Halo, im seitiv seis. If you lift yourself up, or literally if you do better, you will lift yourself up. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Cain, why are you upset? You offer him the better carbon and it will be accepted. And the Shaila is obvious, why is Kadosh Baruch Hu asking Cain, why are you upset? God knows why Cain is upset. Remember, it's very important to understand, as much as Cain offered up an inferior carbon, at the end of the day, he still offered up an offering. He still offered up a carbon. Not only that, he was the first one to do it. Hevel mimicked his older brother. But ultimately, again, it was Cain's idea to offer the carbon. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Cain, Cain, why are you getting all upset? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why Cain's upset. I tried, I had this idea to offer a carbon. I offered the carbon and you God rejected it. You didn't accept it. So of course I'm upset. But rather what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, and this is in the Be'er HaParsha explains this idea so beautifully. He says, I'm going to quote you, he says, V'harim mefurash le'al, sha'a Kadosh Baruch Hu lo kil min chaso shel Kain. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept the carbon of Kain, so of course Kain is upset. But rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Kain was something different. Lo'chein im lo niskabal, im lo niskabla min chasecha. It's true, your carbon wasn't accepted. It's true. But, lama naflu panecha. Why are you spending your energy getting upset and getting depressed? At the end of the day, imsativ, just lift yourself up and do better. Cain, you're getting depressed. You're allowing yourself to fall into the pits of depression and despair because of what was. Lama naflu panecha. Why are you spending your energies lamenting that I didn't accept the carbon? Halo imsativ says, do better next time. Do better next time. It's true that there's a time to reflect on the mistakes of the past, but don't spend your energy getting depressed and sad over what was. Focus your energies on what can be. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him. Lama naflu panecha means, why are you spending your time being depressed? Haloim seitiv seis. Use that same energy and lift yourself up to do something great. And we see that Yiddishkeit contains this dialectic. We just came off the Yamim Noraim. And the truth is, Yamim Noraim is all about reflection. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, it's the day of judgment for how I lived my past year. Yom Kippur is the day of forgiveness for the transgressions of the last year. So there is definitely a time and place for retrospective introspection. I have to think about what I did in my past, how I lived my past, the good things I did and the mistakes that I made. Becomes Chumash Bereishis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the Torah Kedosha with a base. At a certain point in time in life, stop looking up, stop looking down, and stop looking back. And just look forward. Lama naflu panecha. You can't spend your life lamenting the failures and the faults of the past. Haloim seitiv seis. Because every moment that I'm mourning for some past transgression, every moment that I'm lamenting some missed past opportunity, is a moment that I'm taking energy away from living my life right now. Lama naflu panecha. Don't spend your energy lamenting what was. Haloim seitiv seis. Do better right now and lift yourself up. This is the incredible message of Bereishis. And the truth is, the incredible message of our Torah and the incredible message of life. Pretty much all of life comes down to the letter Beis. If only we could stop misusing our energy, looking up, looking down, and looking back, and use all of our kochos to look forward. In Mirat Hashem, we can make of ourselves something great. We can make of the year something great. We can make of our lives something great. That's the bracha of Parshas Bereishis, the bracha of Chumash Bereishis, and the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To live a life of beis. To live a life where we marshal our energies. Not constant, to live life in a forward moving momentum. There is a time for reflection. There is a time for introspection. And there is a time ultimately to think about and to cogitate on the events of the past. But not now. Now is the time to live a life of beis. Now is the time to marshal all of our kochos and in Yirat Hashem move ourselves forward. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. An uplifting Shabbos Bereishis, a beautiful start to the year, and a beautiful year and lifetime of the letter Beis.